White Western cultures interpret so-called primitive societies in a variety of ways. You can see various judgments depending on whether you're at a museum, watching a Hollywood movie, reading a novel, or for that matter, a Banana Republic catalog. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of a new book, Gone Primitive, that explores what our vision of other cultures tells us about our own.
You probably know the old joke. The Lone Ranger and Tonto are riding the range when suddenly a tribe of Indians appears out of nowhere and surrounds them. The Lone Ranger says, "Tonto, there are Indians everywhere. What are we going to do?" And Tonto answers, "What do you mean, we, white man?" In Gone Primitive, Mariana Torgovnik says that the Lone Ranger's kind of egocentric vision characterizes the way white men have seen so-called primitive people. Primitives have been idealized as noble savages, like Friday and Robinson Crusoe, or they've been feared as irrational, lusty hordes who need to be colonized. The way Western society has seen primitives has also influenced the way it's referred to groups closer to home that it labels as other. Women, minorities, the working class, they've all at some time been described as childlike, promiscuous, threatening, in short, primitive. What Torgovnik finds at the heart of Western culture's idea of the primitive is the horror of our own deepest obsessions about control and supremacy. I'm an old Saturday morning fan of Johnny Weissmuller's yodel and Cheetah's wit, so I was fascinated by the discussion here of the Tarzan novels and movies. When the series began in 1912, Tarzan often criticized the hierarchies of civilized society, white over black, men over women. But once he became king of the jungle, Tarzan was co-opted. In Tarzan and the Ant-Men, he discovers a matriarchal society where men are sex slaves. As this passage indicates, Tarzan swiftly reestablishes the proper order. Now each male had a woman cooking for him. To entertain Tarzan, the son of the first woman seized a woman by the hair and struck her heavily about the head. The woman fell upon her knees, her face glowing with love and admiration. "Me, Tarzan, you, Tarzan's doormat." Because Tarzan and the Ant-Men was published in 1924, Torgovnik says it could represent the male backlash against American and British women who had recently won the right to vote. Gone Primitive is packed with explosive cultural and literary insights, but its most exciting chapter is the one on Freud's self-serving analysis of women and the primitive. There's Freud, a Jew living in Vienna before World War II. He wants to see himself as mainstream. The society sees him as other. So, in Civilization and Its Discontents, he projects the negative qualities of his own otherness onto women and primitive people. Torgovnik says that Freud's desperation to be mainstream even reveals itself in the furnishings of his famous study. Primitive art cluttered the room, but Freud, that great colonizer of psyches, always sat under a civilized Roman portrait head. Torgovnik says that Western society still uses the primitive to maintain psychic divisions between us and them. The myth of the primitive really comes in handy during wartime. Maybe that's why the Iraqis have suddenly begun to have an awful lot in common with Injuns and headhunters.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. Mariana Torgovnik's book is called Gone Primitive. It's published by the University of Chicago Press.